The subject of this lecture is the reality of real choices about the future, not fake choices. As we look at the global situation, as well as the situation here in America, we come to a very important concept which is going to dominate the next 100 years of world history, and that is the concept of triage. Triage means that you choose the survivors. It goes back to a concept known as lifeboat ethics, okay? Now, think about this. You have a lifeboat, and it's got 5 people in it. Now, if those 5 people remain in the lifeboat is going to sink. So you can say, let's have equal justice. Let's have everybody having an equal right to be in the lifeboat. That doesn't work. So somebody has to be thrown overboard and they will probably end up being killed. So you're basically talking about killing one person to save 4 people. Now, this is likely to emerge on a global basis. In America, after the 2018 elections, you do have forces of reform emerging in the Democratic Party. However, when you look at the discourse in the Democratic Party, what is disheartening is we really don't see anybody who's coming to terms with the grim choices that are up ahead. There's going to be free college, there's going to be free health care, there's going to be free this, free that, $1 trillion for infrastructure. A lot of these are worthy goals. There's virtually no discussion of the fact that the U.S. government is basically bankrupt. The U.S. government has spent trillions of dollars on a criminal campaign of imperialism overseas. It's spent trillions of dollars on tax cuts for rich people who didn't need tax cuts. And you have a financially impossible situation. In history, when you have situations like this, there's a very dangerous momentum. As the debt grows and grows and grows, and part of the debt, you must understand, is postponed reforms, such as postponed environmental reforms, postponed social reforms, so on and so forth. It's not just the financial debt, all right? But as this gets postponed and postponed and postponed, the political pain and the cost of reform goes up exponentially, which makes it more and more difficult. And the risk of reform, you see, it's as things get more and more screwed up, reform could also kill the patients. It's like a person being sick, and as the person gets sicker and sicker and sicker, the risks of an operation ending up being fatal also grow. What that tends to lead to is political paralysis, more debt, more procrastination, and that's what you see here in America. In America today, you must understand, you have the presidency and the Senate controlled by a party that is completely disconnected from reality, the U.S. Republican Party. So that the earliest that reforms could probably be put in would, there's likely to be a Democratic landslide in 2020 as the whole thing collapses, but will be 2021. And if you're talking about environmental and infrastructure reforms, that means that those wouldn't even kick in until 2022, 2023. That doesn't look so good, does it? No, it does not, you see. So if you look at, say, France before the revolution, you have a paralysis leading to a collapse. And that's probably what's going to happen in America. It is unlikely, in our view, that it is possible somebody like Bloomberg possibly could be an articulate spokesman for legitimate austerity, but that's not very likely that he would come to power. And he has a lot of baggage and other not too terribly constructive ideas that are not all that great also. However, see, there's a choice between orderly austerity or collapse. And collapse is far more likely. We don't see anybody proposing orderly austerity. No, we don't. So you have collapse. Now, the elephant in the room, well, there are a number of elephants in the room, and they're not very nice elephants. The biggest elephant in the room is the environmental crisis, which is relentless. And the other crisis that's emerging, which was started by Obama, who, by the way, continued Clinton's policies of economic delusion. The other crisis started by Obama is to restart a military confrontation with Russia, which is just incredibly dangerous and incredibly crazy. This is perhaps the most morally bankrupt part of the whole moral bankruptcy of Obama, that you have this imperialist neoliberal point of view, which is basically a glorified neo-fascist imperialist point of view of people, psychopaths such as Samantha Powers or incompetents such as Susan Rice and people like that, who have this world imperial view, or that a total lunatic, that Anne-Marie Slaughter, who was constantly obsessed with attacking and bombing the Syrian people, and people such as Hillary Clinton. So these people represent an imperialist point of view. So these people have pushed us into a growing military confrontation with Russia. Now enter Trump and his lunatic collection of people. Trump is, in our view, no great friend of Russia. He is a very unstable person, and indeed, we see Trump likely to do something very dangerous to Russia to prove that he's independent, so on and so forth. Trump has taken policies that are far more hostile under Trump to Russia than were under Obama. And the single most dangerous is this business of pulling out of the Intermediate Nuclear Weapons Treaty, which is an act of just total insanity, which moves nuclear war to from being about 40 minutes away to being about 10 minutes away or less. So these are all non-constructive events. So what we need to talk about is the issue of triage, of who's going to be the winners and the losers, the haves and the have-nots. That's the real future. And how is that going to be sorted out? Because it's going to be a global game of death. It is. It's the living and the dead. That's the reality. Now, in 2017, you saw a portent of the situation in terms of the criminal madness of the Republican Party and parts of the evangelical Christian right in the attempt to repeal the highly inadequate care of Obamacare. Now, Obamacare was highly inadequate and just a completely unsatisfactory solution, but at least it did provide some care for people. And the Republicans were going to take away health care. It only failed by one vote. It passed the Republican House, and it failed by one vote in the Senate, a policy which virtually certainly would have murdered thousands of people. And it still ended up ruining the lives and probably killing a significant number of people by disrupting and damaging the whole system of totally inadequate system of health insurance in the U.S. And you have a very evil woman who's in charge of Medicare, who has done everything possible to try to sabotage Obamacare and discourage people from signing up. I mean, these are criminal acts. These are criminal acts. So you already have a openly stated goal of killing people. I mean, this is not very subtle. Now, if that's not bad enough, and we can't document all the lunatic actions of the Trump administration, is the decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Treaty. Now, America, think about this. America is the only country in the world that has done this. So this again is a criminal act. This is an act of crime against humanity, which could lead ultimately to the death of billions. Meanwhile, Trump is continuing the policies of Obama. See, Obama was a very deceitful person who set in motion the fracking boom for both oil and gas, particularly disguised by inadequate regulation, which disguised the full scope of the emissions under the fracking, a typical Obama fraud. And this has all been horrendously accelerated by Trump. So these are hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of investment that are out there, basically oriented towards the destruction of the planet. Meanwhile, in many major third world states, such as India, you have a huge acceleration of coal. And Trump is serving as a huge political force to undermine leaders in other countries who might want to make tough decisions. In 2018, you had a further acceleration towards disaster with the election of a psychopath as head of Brazil. And again, you see the role of evangelical Christians who claim that Jesus wanted him there. And he is now openly talking about attacking the lungs of the planet. So you've got to sum this thing up. It's a game of death. It's who's going to be killed off. It's going to be very unhappy choices of people being killed off as the system declines. And we need to start thinking along those lines. We need to start thinking along those lines, and we need to discuss other issues here, such as the acceleration towards the suicide of democracy. As and we must remember, the democracy failed in ancient Greece and Rome, and this way it's likely to fail even bigger, because it's producing a destruction of life itself. So the suicide of democracy and the emergence of Caesars, the emergence of emperors, of dictators who are going to sort this whole mess out. You see, if a majority of people votes to kill all life on Earth, so what? That doesn't give them any moral legitimacy. They have no legitimacy. So democracy itself has no legitimacy if that's the end product of democracy. So as in all eras of history, this will move towards autocrats who will make the decisions that democracy does not want to make. So we think, to sum this thing up, we need to think in terms of the haves and have-nots. We need to look at this on a global basis and figure out who's likely to end up dead. Yes, that's right. It's like a video game of death. It's like a high-tech video game of death. And for a lot of the citizens on this planet, it's going to be flashing a big "you lose" on the video screen. That's the real world. And when we think in terms of the real future, we can then think in terms of what's actually coming and deal with what's actually coming, and hopefully come up with reforms that will prevent the elimination of human life on this planet. That is important. Nature will go on. Nature will go on. Nature is in no danger. Nature laughs at the antics. Nature's got billions of years. People don't, and this isn't going very well. So we need to think in terms of the real future as opposed to the fake future. And this is our first introductory lecture for 2019.